From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Congress today began hearings into the causes of and possible cures for last month's power blackout, the largest ever to hit the nation. But a top administration official was reluctant today to speculate on what caused the power outage, and lawmakers are divided on whether to fix the grid as part of a larger energy policy or deal with it separately. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham spent nearly 2 hours quietly listening to Democrats and Republicans on the House Energy and Commerce Committee expound on last month's blackout. He then told them that as co-chair of a U.S.-Canada task force probing the causes and possible fixes of the outage, he would not speculate on why the blackout was not better contained.
Today, less than 3 weeks after the blackout, I think we're making good progress in putting together the extraordinarily complex sequence of events which surrounded the incident. And while we're encouraged by the progress, there is still a lot more to be done before we can determine exactly what caused the blackout and why it spread.
But Missouri Republican Roy Blunt had fewer doubts. Blunt, who's also House Majority Whip, said the blackout was clear evidence that a massive energy overhaul the Bush administration has been pushing since coming to office is long overdue.
Why it happened is the failure to have an energy policy for a decade. President Bush has called on this Congress over the last 2 years to move forward with an energy policy. I think we can't expect to see the investment and commitment we need to have in power generation and power transmission unless we create some sense of certainty about what the system's going to look like for the next 15 to 20 to 25 years.
But Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey accused Republicans of using the blackouts to push through sweeping deregulatory changes in electricity law and what he called a wide-ranging assault on the environment in the name of increasing oil and gas production.
The administration is essentially saying that these radical proposals are needed to prevent the recurrence of an event whose causes, they say, remain unknown. But if we don't know what caused the blackout in the first place, how can we know whether the proposed cure is worse than the disease?
Democrats on the panel said the best way to shore up the electrical grid is to pass standalone legislation aimed at increasing reliability. Ohio's Ted Strickland said self-regulation by the utilities has not worked.
We need to make it abundantly clear who has responsibility for regulating our transmission grid and assign that regulatory body the necessary authority to enforce strong and appropriate reliability standards.
Some Republicans, especially those from the areas affected by the blackout, agreed that more federal control is needed over the electrical grid. But others from the South, including Georgia's Charlie Norwood, argued that local or state control is what works best where they live.
This has been fairly predictable, but it doesn't mean we should use this opportunity to ruin the parts of the country that has met demand, that does have good transmission, and does have good generation.
In order to win support for the larger energy bill, the administration has already assured Southern Republicans in the Senate that no federal mandates would be imposed on the electrical grid for at least another 4 years. Energy Secretary Abraham said today passing that energy bill continued to be the administration's top priority and emphasized that the White House has not endorsed any mandated regulation. He said the White House would lay out its views on electricity next week, but would not say when his own probe would end.
We are determined to complete this inquiry in a timely manner. We hope to have conclusions and recommendations in a matter of weeks, not months, but we will not compromise quality for speed. We want answers quickly, but we want to make sure they are the right answers.
Abraham vowed his probe will follow the facts wherever they might lead and said he would share his findings in a public forum. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.